New Line Cinema, an AOL Time Warner company. New Line Cinema presents a Roger Birnbaum and Arthur Sarkissian production. A Brett Ratner film. Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan. Rush Hour 2. Drifting over the modern skyline of Hong Kong. Then, inside the American Consulate building. A woman with short peroxide blonde hair walks through the lobby, holding a package. Having ridden up in a lift, she makes her way down an office-lined corridor. Outside, the streets bustle with traffic and traditional fishing boats sail across the harbour. The woman's black and white stilettos click against the polished floor of the corridor. She keeps the package tucked safely under her arm as she strides along. Having reached a reception desk, she hands the package over.
Thank you.
Sometime later, the woman calmly walks across the street outside the building towards a food vendor. An explosion rips through one of the upper floors of the consulate. She says to the vendor, "Someone better call the police." Lee, a Chinese inspector, and Carter, an African-American detective, are in a car.
This was dope.
I love this boy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, ladies, how you doing? Wait a minute. All day yet time, Oksam? To my sat yo, man. Hey, where you going? Let's get some sushi. Hey! Hey, cutie!
I wish they all could... Hey. That was my CD. Don't you ever touch a Chinese man's CD.
Did you see the way those girls drove off? They was laughing at us.
Those girls drove off because of you.
All I did was invite them to have a drink.
You invited them to get naked and sacrifice a small goat.
Which word was goat?
You owe me a copy of the Beach Boys' greatest hits.
Don't be getting no attitude with me, Lee. I've been here 3 days and we ain't done nothing but work your cases. The only reason why I'm here in Hong Kong because you said you was going to show me a good time. I'm on vacation, man, and I want some mushu.
Mushu? You hungry?
No, Lee, not mushu. Some mushu. I want to see some women, man. Now stop playing dumb and show me to the shoe.
Lee answers his mobile. Lee's captain says there was a bombing at the U.S. Embassy. Two American translators were killed. Any leads? Lee inquires. We think it's Ricky Tan, his boss replies. His entire gang of triads is at the club tonight. If you don't want to take the case, I'll understand. Lee replies, no, it's okay.
What was that? Did you just take another damn case on my vacation, man?
Of course not. My superintendent invited us to a club. Big party tonight.
Don't be messing with me, Lee. I will slap you so hard you end up in the Ming Dynasty. I mean it, man. I'll bitch slap you back to Bangkok. Big party?
Big.
Okay, well, let's go party then. Hey. This is nice. Hey, cutie.
They don't like tourists in here, so try to blend in.
You mean blend in? I'm 2 feet tall and everybody in here.
Don't
worry. I'm going to take a jump by and put it in.
Wait here.
Where you going?
Bathroom.
But hurry back, man, because you've been a party.
Lee makes his way through the club, keeping a watchful eye on the clientele. Carter's near the bar, grooving to the music. He nudges a grey-haired old man.
How you doing? Come here a lot? It's a nice place.
Take us to the house.
I won't make it, baby.
What in the world is going on up in here? Am I the only one listening to this? Man, destroying a classic.
Till the fight starts up. Don't stop till the getting up. Keep on. Till the fight starts up. Don't stop till the getting up.
Boom!
Till the fight starts up. Till the fight starts up. Don't stop till the getting up. Get on.
I can't take no more of this, man.
Lee makes his way towards the men's toilets, but finding that the coast is clear, he checks another door first, only to be confronted by several guards.
Merci.
What? Carter's
taken the karaoke mic.
Get closer. Just love me.
He waves to a woman who catches his eye. The women in the club are starting to enjoy the performance, but their surly looking boyfriends look less than pleased.
To the fourth step. Oh, come on, guys. Come on. To the fourth step. Don't stop till you.
Seeing some of the women are starting to join Carter on stage, Lee dashes over.
Oh, don't stop till you get enough! I feel the buzz!
Carter!
Come on! Come on!
Carter!
Come on, Lee!
Carter!
Come on!
Carter.
Come on! Come on! I'll be right back.
Lee, these people love me, man. Come on out here.
Get off the stage.
Are you crazy, man? I'm a star. I'm a god to these people. Come check this out.
This is a gangster bar. We are here undercover.
I knew you was lying. I knew you was lying, man.
I'm sorry, Carter.
You a liar.
We are here to find Ricky Dan. We must tread softly.
Tread softly? What in the world are you talking about? Who taught you how to rouse the bar? Tread softly.
This man of Trias, the most deadly gang in China.
You think that scared me? I'm from Los Angeles. We invented gangs. Give me that badge.
No, you're a civilian. In Hong Kong, I'm Michael Jackson. You're Toto.
You mean Tito. Toto is what we ate last night for dinner. Now give me that badge.
No.
Give it. Okay, listen up. Oh, hi, Nay Day. Joy team. Og Mog. Oh, I tang. Okay, fine now. Right now.
Carter's demands are met with confused looks.
What did I just say?
You just asked everybody to pick up their samurai swords and shave your butt.
I said that?
Yes.
Come on and translate this for me. Come on. All right, listen up. All the triads and the ugly women on this side and all the fine women on this side right now. Translate it.
He wants the men on the right and the women on the left.
Okay, y'all gonna act like y'all don't hear what I'm saying. All right, who in here know Ricky Tan? Raise your hand. Translate.
I apologize. My friend is very drunk.
I see what's going on here. Okay, I ain't got time to be playing no games now. I'm taking everybody.
Wait.
Hey, Lee!
Lee chases after Hu Li, the woman who delivered the letter bomb. Carter follows them out onto the street and also races off in pursuit.
Out of the way, LAPD!
Hu Li and her men begin climbing up a mesh of bamboo poles that are being used as scaffolding around a building. Using great athleticism, Lee runs up a diagonal pole and then starts to climb after the triads.
Lee! Hold up!
As Carter starts to climb, a triad plummets past him.
Oh, hell no.
Lee dodges and weaves through the scaffolding, avoiding the henchmen's attempts to knock him down. He off-balances one of them, sending him falling to the ground. He swings into the building behind the scaffolding and bops one of the heavies with a window frame. Diving back out onto the scaffold, Lee flips and tumbles, dispatching another of the triads. A shattered Carter's still making his way up the stairs. Lee nearly loses his grip as he's attacked from above and below. In the stairwell, an old woman yells, "Move aside, Kobe," at Carter. Lee maneuvers himself behind one of his assailants and ties him up with some washing that's hanging out to dry. He calls out to the man in the apartment, "Sorry for interrupting your meal, sir." Carter's still making his way up the stairs, his forehead soaked with sweat. Lee makes it to the top of the scaffold, only to be met by Hu Li, who smacks him across the chest with one of the bamboo struts. He loses balance, but just manages to grab onto a length of bamboo. It bends back, leaving him hanging precariously hundreds of feet above the street. Hu Li smiles at him menacingly, but dashes off as Carter bursts through a door and out onto the rooftop.
Carter! Over here!
Lee!
Help me!
How you get down there?
Hurry up!
Hold on!
Don't let go, man! Here.
Watch out! Behind you!
Huh?
Behind you!
What?
Hu Li pushes Carter, and he's left hanging next to Lee.
Don't worry, Chinese bamboo is very strong.
Ah! You sure, man?
I'm sure. Okay.
Lee!
The bindings of the bamboo break and they swing down towards the ground. Carter loses his grip, slips down, and is left dangling from Lee's legs.
Let go! Let go!
I can't believe I flew 10,000 miles for this shit!
Having crashed through a market stall the night before, the next day in a car, Carter's nursing his neck. He and Lee have stern frowns.
I can't believe you lied to me, man.
I'm sorry.
You sorry? I got somebody's old chopstick stuck up my ass, and all you gotta say to me is you sorry?
There was an explosion.
I don't give a damn!
At the American embassy, two Americans were killed.
So you think this guy Ricky Tan blew up the embassy?
I don't know.
Well, why the hell are you looking for him then?
We're gonna find out.
No, you gonna find out, man. There's 2 billion Chinese people here. Let one of them be your partner.
Lee parks at the side of a road.
Where the hell we at now?
Massage parlor, heaven on earth.
Now, this is more like it. I'm about to go in here and get a massage and a hot tea bath right now.
Just follow my lead. Act like a tourist.
I am a tourist, fool.
Ah, Fu Yingxingshan.
Lei Hong.
Lei Hong Ma, girl.
How are?
Yeah.
My American friend is on vacation. I want to show him a good time.
Oh, you American?
Yeah.
You bring American money?
I gotta leave.
No.
I got it.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right this way, gentlemen.
The hostess leads them towards a pair of sliding doors painted with a tropical island design.
Are you ready?
You ready? I'm ready.
The doors slide open to reveal several rows of beautiful women.
Oh my goodness! This place is off the hook! I love Hong Kong.
You get a massage from Chinese girl before?
No, but I heard it was the bomb.
Come with me. You pick any girl for you and your friend.
Any girl?
Any girl.
Okay. I don't know where to start. I'll take that one right there. She got to come.
Oh, yes. She's very nice.
She is nice, but I hurt my back and my neck, and I need a little bit more massage, you know, so I'm gonna take her in the pink, too.
Oh, yes.
And let me get her, hey, baby. And then I'm gonna have her. Can I get her, too? And her right there, right there. She good with feet?
Oh, yes.
What are you doing?
She said I can have any girl I want in here, man. Calm down, wait a minute.
Well, hurry up.
Man, what's wrong with you? You don't jump in front of a black man in a buffet line. Calm down.
Your friend have big appetites. Please, follow her upstairs into the quiet room.
Ain't gonna be no quiet room no more. Y'all don't know how good this feels. I got in a big fight last night with Triads. Y'all ever heard of Triads? I beat down like 20 of them. Y'all should have seen me. It was on. Oh, Lee. Lee.
Yeah?
This is what I'm talking about, man. Now I'm on vacation. I knew you'd come through. I just knew it. Oh, America? Want to come to America with me? Ever been to America? Lee, how's your girl? Lee, what's wrong?
That's Ricky Tan.
That's Ricky Tan? That's a midget in a bathrobe.
I will call for backup.
Lee, the man is 4 feet tall. Let's go over there and bust him right now.
No.
No?
He's a very dangerous man.
I'm a very dangerous man. Now, look, let's go over there and bust him, man. You're not about to mess up my massage. I'm telling you right now.
Stay here.
You don't need backup. I got your back. Excuse me for a minute. Just for a minute. Ricky. Ricky Tan. Get up, dog. Let's go. Come on. I've been looking for you everywhere. Let's go.
I'm busy at the moment.
Ricky, did you hear what I just said? I'm busy, too. Now, get on your feet. Get up. Get on your feet.
I know you. You are Lee's American friend, right?
No. I'm Lee's new muscle. Now, don't let this robe fool you. This is the only color they had left. Now, I said get up. I ain't gonna say it again.
You Americans are so funny.
And you Asians don't hear that well. Little Ricky, get your little punk ass up out of that chair right now! Messing up my vacation. I told you to get up, didn't I? Now I gotta go off on you. Let me bust his ass, Lee. Come on, Lee.
Hello?
Ricky says, hello, my friend. How are you? Lee replies, I need to talk to you. What about? Ricky asks. Lee says, the two Americans that were killed, come to the police station. The police station? Ricky queries. If you have any questions, ask me here.
Look, little man, you coming with... Oh, my Lord. I would like to pay you for that laptop. I think I should do that.
No problem.
I can get you a new one. I seen it on the internet with a DVD player. That's an old model.
Now, I must excuse myself. Inspector, have a good day.
Ricky's cronies have surrounded the pair.
Lee. Why didn't you tell me this man rolls like this?
I told you
no,
already.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What you said?
I did this.
What do this mean, man? Speak English to me.
That means I go this way and you go this way.
I go that way, you go this way.
Yes.
Okay.
The duo lay into the gang. Lee's kicked in the midriff and grabbed from behind, but he manages to fend off the heavies with a double kick. In the melee, Carter accidentally smacks him in the face. Go!
Sorry, man.
Got it.
Oh, y'all look alike. Watch out!
Lee slides a footstool across the floor, knocking one of Ricky's men over. He steps into a metal bin and traps it onto his foot before using it to improve the effectiveness of his kicks. He then falls back into a massage chair, kicks an assailant in the guts before hurling another henchman over his head. As Carter fights with one of the men, he pulls off the towel covering the man's modesty.
No wonder you, man.
Lee races across a row of massage chairs, tumbling and somersaulting. Carter's pinned to a wall while his masseuse looks on with an anxious expression.
Don't worry, it's okay. You better get the hell out of here.
Lee's knocked to the floor, but Carter drags him out of the way just before a potted plant crashes down where Lee's head was.
Flip me!
What?
Flip me!
Damn! Lee! Whoa!
One of the heavies throttles Carter with a wooden pin. But Lee pulls him clear. Lee rolls across Carter's back, and with a polished display of teamwork, they dispatch the last few men. Their celebrations are curtailed at the sight of a whole new group of heavies in dark suits. Later, Lee and Carter are forced out of a car on a highway, wearing only their socks. Running now through the city streets, Lee and Carter use a combination of newspapers and dustbin lids to protect their dignity.
No. Look, you've been ordered by the Ministry of Public Security to assist the FBI and Secret Service in our investigation. Provide us with whatever we need. You have information? It belongs to us.
This is still Hong Kong.
Two Americans have been killed on United States government property. Give me two copies. This is our investigation.
Chief Inspector Lee will supervise your people.
No, he will report to me. We understand each other.
Still naked, Carter and Lee shuffle through the station.
What the hell is that?
That is, Chief Inspector Lee.
I ain't never been humiliated and embarrassed like that in my whole entire life. I'd be running around Hong Kong butt naked. Thanks to you.
Thanks to me?
Yeah, thanks to you. You needed backup, so I gave you backup. I was about to kick Ricky Tan's ass and his bodyguards till you came in there and messed it up.
Stop. I'm sick of your bullshit.
I'm sick of you. I'm not the one running up in karaoke bars for gangsters. And I'm not the one running up in massage parlors looking for crime lords.
It's my job.
It's your job. You pitiful, man. When you gonna have some fun? When you gonna take a day off? When you going on a date or something?
I have plenty of dates.
When the last time you had a date? Huh? When the last time you played Hide the Rainbow Row? Huh? Let's hear it, Lee. The year of the rat?
You'll never understand me.
You right, because I don't even understand what you just said to me right then.
Now suited up, Lee grabs a jacket and leaves.
They got my passport back at that massage parlor.
Good afternoon, sir.
Lee?
Yes, sir.
This is Special Agent Sterling from the United States Secret Service.
Secret Service? Why?
Have a seat, please. What I'm about to tell you cannot leave this room. The men who were killed yesterday were not American translators. They were undercover United States customs agents trying to break a triad smuggling ring.
Smuggling what?
We don't know, but whatever it is, it got the agents killed.
How can we help you?
You can stay the hell out of our way. Thank you.
I can't get you Ricky Tan.
No, we know all about Tan. That's why we're leaving him out there as bait. This is a lot bigger than Ricky Tan and the Fukong Long Triads.
A courier's delivering a package.
Hey, cutie.
Her face is hidden behind a baseball cap and sunglasses. She goes into an office, ignoring Carter's come-ons, much to his disgruntlement. He heads out of the police station and finds some money in his trouser pocket.
Thank you, Lee.
Lee steps out of the office and ambles along the corridor. Suddenly, an explosion rips through a room just ahead of him, and the shockwave knocks him backwards. He covers his ears and slowly sits up, staring in terror at the fire that started to rage. Carter's ditched Lee's ill-fitting attire for a traditional Chinese suit. Making his way through the busy streets, he spots a woman cutting up meat with a cleaver.
Excuse me. Can you direct me to Heaven on Earth Massage Parlor, please?
Hello, how are you?
Okay. No, wait, no. I don't want no chicken.
Ah,
I don't want no chicken. What am I gonna do with a chicken? I don't like my chickens live, okay? I like them dead, deep fried. You ever heard of Popeyes? No, no, no. Don't kill chicken. Yes. I'm warning you. I'm a police officer. Put the blade down and let the bird go right now.
At the station, Lee's sitting despondently when his captain comes over.
You okay, Lee? All he wanted was some mushu.
Carter's now carrying the chicken, still alive, in a small cage. He's rounding a corner when he spots Ricky Tan getting into a waiting limousine up ahead.
This is a chase, okay? Wherever it goes, you go. You're not moving. This is the opposite of chasing.
俾錢點同你開車啊?
What?
俾錢咯?
I will slap you if you don't move this car.
俾錢咯?
I'm gonna slap you.
俾錢咯?
I'm gonna slap you.
俾錢我買車啊?
Okay. All right. Okay, look. Here. You understand that?
Now you're speaking my language.
Well, get the hell on in. Come on, let's go!
好靚嘅下晝，好靚嘅香港，不過好唔靚咁塞緊車咧。送首歌俾你啊，呢啲。Lee's in his car. He gently bobs his head to the music, lost in a sorrowful reverie as he drives. He starts to shimmy his head from side to side, just as Carter taught him in America. A gentle smile spreads across his mouth as he vibes to the music. Lee's captain says, "We just heard Ricky Tan is throwing a party on his boat tonight. Did you tell Sterling?" Lee asks. The captain replies, "Let him find out on his own. I want Hong Kong police handling this." A luxury yacht is moored in Hong Kong harbour. Guests of the party are out on deck, drinking, chatting. A taxi with Carter in the back drives slowly by, having followed Ricky to the venue. Ricky joins the party. Carter climbs out of the taxi and talks to the driver.
Wait right here. I'll be right back. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
And don't eat my chicken, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus.
Hey! Hey!
Lee's also at the scene. He peers out from behind a harbourside fence at the back of the yacht. Spotting a rope mooring the yacht to the dock, he disappears off for a moment before returning with a polystyrene box. He stands in the box and grabs onto the rope, using the box to float on the water. He then pulls himself hand over hand along the rope. On board, Carter makes his way upstairs to the upper deck. He still finds time to smile at a passing woman. Upon reaching the deck, he gazes around and smiles, but his face falls when he sees Hu Lee chatting to a grey-haired man nearby. Carter quickly turns away. She fails to spot him and heads downstairs. Looking around at the other guests, one attractive young female in particular takes his fancy. He joins her at the bar.
How you doing, baby? Carter, James Carter, Baldwin Hills.
Isabella Molina from San Juan.
San Juan? Mm-hmm. I know San Juan. I travel there many times on my private plane. You must know my good friend Pedro Morales, Gonzalez, Maroto, Molasso, Modestos.
I don't think so, no.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you rode in the best of circles. But listen, make yourself feel at home. You need anything, champagne, caviar? My yacht is your yacht.
This is your yacht?
That's right. I'm the owner, the captain, El Capitan.
El Capitan?
Yes. Listen, I'm not gonna play games with you. I want you right now. I see me and you downstairs in one of those bathrooms in about 5 minutes.
What a very tempting, such a beautiful yacht. What's it called?
What's it called?
Mm-hmm. Your yacht.
The SS Minnow Johnson.
The SS Minnow Johnson?
Yeah.
Funny, the name on the back was the Red Dragon.
The Red Dragon? Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure. Because this is my friend's yacht.
Your friend's yacht?
And this is his party.
I must have got on the wrong yacht. All these yachts look just alike these days. I knew something was wrong when my key didn't work.
Who's your friend?
Somebody who got on the wrong yacht.
Hey, wait a second. I know you. Stephen Rain, right? You own half of Los Angeles. What you doing out here in Hong Kong?
I'm here for the weekend, taking in the sights.
You must have your own plane, too. It's fun, ain't it?
Shall we?
Well, enjoy the party, Mr. Carter.
I plan to, Miss Isabella. See you later, Stevie. Be cool.
Lee passes a guard. He suddenly turns around and grabs a life belt and uses it to pin the guard against the wall.
Ricky Tang, where is he?
I don't know.
He killed a detective today. Where is he?
Who got killed, man?
Connor!
Who died, Lee?
You!
Detective, you?
Not you, you!
Who?
You!
Who?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Don't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man.
Ricky Tang is waiting for you.
What the hell is going on here, Lee?
Remember I told you my father was a policeman?
Yeah.
Ricky Tang was his partner.
What?
Huli.
Out on deck, Ricky says, Huli, you disappoint me. Have you forgotten where you're from? Don't forget who you work for. You think you could ever be a leader? Lee and Carter are led out to join them. Huli goes.
Lee, I've been expecting you. Please ask your partner to wait inside.
Hell no, I ain't going nowhere.
It's okay.
I'm not leaving you alone, Lee.
I'll be fine.
You sure?
Yes.
I'll be right upstairs.
I know what everybody is saying. I did not blow up the American embassy. I'm not that stupid. But I believe some of my people did. My enemies are trying to frame me. There's a war going on right now within the triads. I'm afraid I'm going to lose this time. If your father were still alive, I would turn to him for advice.
Please don't.
Lee, I really need your help. I cannot trust anybody else.
Tell me why they killed the customs agent.
I'll give you all the information you need. But you've got to get me out of Hong Kong right away.
Come on!
Huli shoots Ricky. Huli's men set upon Lee. He fights them off with a barrage of kicks and punches and spins out of trouble using a metal pole. One attacker flails on the edge of the boat, but Lee rescues him with one hand whilst fending off a second thug with the other. Then both attackers end up on the verge of a watery end, and when a third assailant shoves Lee into them, the henchmen topple overboard into the boat's wake.
Hey, lady, what are you doing?
Get down, I'm LAPD. You just kicked me? You must be out of your mind. You want some of me? I'm finna give you a LAPD ass kicking.
She kicks him again, knocking him out. At the back of the boat, one of the heavies grabs Lee by the tie, but he wriggles free and kicks the man in the shins. Huli makes her escape on a motorboat. Carter gets up, holding his chin.
You okay?
Yeah. I slipped and I fell. Hey.
What?
Am I bleeding?
Carter spies Rain towards the front of the yacht, calmly flicking a cigarette into the water. On the dock side, Sterling goes over to Lee and Captain Chin.
Quite a night, Inspector. Ricky Tam was the only bait, now he's gone. So you got your revenge. at the expense of a United States government investigation.
Revenge? What are you talking about, revenge?
Now, I don't know if the triads paid you to get rid of Tan, or if it was a pure vendetta killing, or if you're involved in the smuggling yourself. But you're off this case. I don't ever want to see you again. Is that clear?
Hey, what's going
Carter,
on here?
You're in enough trouble. Just shut up. Stay out of it. You're going back to L.A. right now.
Hey, that's fine with me, man. I ain't had fun since I've been out here.
Okay.
Sorry, Lee.
Let's go, Detective Carter, to the airport.
No. I'll take him.
Get your hands off.
Lee drives Carter to the front of the airport terminal.
Carter, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand, all right. I got knocked off a building, I got beat on, I got stripped butt naked, and you held out on me, man. I'm out of here.
Lee goes after Carter.
Carter, Ricky Tan sell up my father.
What?
Five years ago, my father was working a big international smuggling case. He found out his partner, Tan, was working for the Triads. But before he could prove it, he was killed. All the evidence disappeared. Tan resigned, and the case was never solved.
So I get it now. This is all about your daddy's last case. So you getting on a plane with me or not?
What?
You know my daddy died on the job, too. If I had a chance to square his death, I'd do whatever it took. I'd do anything. So you coming or what?
Carter heads into the terminal building.
Why L.A.?
Lee, let me introduce you to Carter's theory of criminal investigation. Follow the rich white man.
Follow the rich white man?
Exactly. Now you're learning. Every big crime has a rich white man behind it waiting for his cut. Now, in our case, we know who the rich white man is. Stephen Rain.
Who?
Stephen Rain, the hotel billionaire. I saw him on Ricky Tan's boat. When the shooting started, he was way too cool. Now, I'm gonna tell you something. When people start shooting, white people ain't that cool. They either running around, hiding behind tables, or screaming like,
You sound like that all the time.
Let me tell you something, black people. When stuff goes down, we keep our cool.
Maybe, but not like Asians. We never panic.
Yeah, right. When Godzilla's coming, y'all be tripping. I seen the movie. You be, Gayaka, Gayaka!
Carter.
Yelling everywhere. I seen Chinaman.
Mr. Carter, excuse me?
Oh, thank you so much. It's the kosher meal.
Yes, sir, that is our kosher meal.
Shalom.
Rain Towers, Los Angeles. Carter's in a neighboring building, watching Rain through a telescope.
There he is, right there. Mr. Stephen Rain, living large in one of his penthouse suites. Oh, guess who this is? Yep, that's her. That's the woman that was on Ricky Tan's boat, right there. We got him. Told you to work out. Know what I'm talking about. All we gotta do now is wait. They still talking?
Mm-hmm. He's leaving.
He'll be back.
How do you know?
I know. You see how fine that woman is? He'll definitely be back.
Left on her own, Isabella starts to remove her clothes.
What's she doing?
Huh?
What's she doing, man?
She's just standing around, not doing much.
Well, just don't fall asleep. Sooner or later, something's gonna happen.
Okay, I just try to stay away. It's just so boring. Slow down, baby.
What?
Huh? Nothing. I said nothing.
You said something?
I said nothing.
I heard you say something.
No, nothing.
Lee loosens his tie. Carter joins him at the window.
Lee, what's going on, man? What are you talking about?
She's getting undressed.
What?
She just... getting undressed.
No!
It's not right!
Lord have mercy!
What?
She took her skirt off.
Oh, I cannot hear this.
Black panties, black bra, Victoria's Secret, spring catalog, page 27. Girl got class. Let me look a little closer. Oh, look at that. Got a little tattoo. That's cute. look like Snoopy.
Snoopy?
Yeah.
I love Snoopy.
Wait a minute. I love Snoopy, too. Let me look at this thing. Hold up. Wait a minute. She's going to the door. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. She's going to the door. She's opening the door. Look like somebody dropping off a package. Wait a minute. Look like the same girl who dropped off the package at your office. It's a bomb!
They race across a busy city street below and up to the penthouse.
Is this one right here, man? LA, you got a bomb in there! Open the door! Kick the door.
What's that?
No, 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 no! Damn, you fine.
Got out!
Come on, man.
Where?
Come on!
Where?
Stone dropping. Come on, this way.
Where should we go?
Ah! I see you! I see you!
Roof, roof!
Don't trip! Be careful! Throw it, Lee!
Where?
Lee, throw it!
Where?
Throw the bomb over the edge! Throw it! Throw it! Throw it over the edge!
No, there's people down there!
Lee, throw it!
Connor!
Lee!
Connor!
Lee!
Connor!
Throw it!
No!
We about to die!
He throws the package across the roof. Isabella picks it up.
Okay, get on your feet. Enough, all right?
Put
Enough.
That down! There's a bomb!
Put that down!
Hey!
Guys, no bomb. Nothing. Now stay away before I throw you both in jail for obstruction.
Throw us in jail? Lady, you must be out of your mind. I'm about to bust you right now.
I'm an undercover agent for the United States Secret Service.
Well, how do we know that? Show me a badge right now.
Here you go.
A badge on her bra.
Let me see that again. I didn't get a good look at that.
We can help you. I'm a detective from Hong Kong.
I know who you are, Inspector Lee. I know. We need to go out of sight. So come down to my suite.
Now, why did you say it was a bomb?
No, you said that.
No, you said it.
You said that in the hotel room.
I said she was the bomb.
She was the bomb?
Now look, I've been working this case for months now, so if I seem a little aggravated, I apologize.
But you need to tell us what's going on.
The Triads and Rain, they think I'm a crooked customs agent.
Is that a payoff?
No. That's a sample. You guys ever heard of the Super Bill?
Yeah, I heard of it. It's a myth. Some kind of counterfeit.
Honey, it's much more than a counterfeit. 14 out of 10 World Banks can't even tell the difference. The paper is crane linen blend, and the bills are printed in U.S. intaglio presses.
You want to tell us how in the world they get into the U.S. Mint to use the presses?
In 1959, the United States was very friendly with the Shah of Iran. Why? Because we wanted his oil. Our government gave him a gift, a U.S. Treasury intaglio printing press. Now, it's the only one to ever leave the country. 5 years ago, Ricky Tam bought the press on the black market.
5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That's right before he left the force.
Early this year, Ricky Tan got a hold of one of a kind Swiss made $100 plates, and he started printing super bills.
That's why Huli killed him, for the plates.
And they've printed and shipped $100 million. There's only one way to spot a fake. They use an optical transfer ink from India that burns red, you see? Now the real ink, it burns black.
So what in the hell are they gonna do with $100 million of phony money?
You know, Carter, I believe you're asking the wrong question. The real question is, where are the plates? Because if we can find the plates, we can stop the whole operation. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
And you know what? Maybe that's where you can help us, guys. Yeah. I mean, Carter, this is your city, right?
Yeah, this is my titty. I mean, this is my city.
Great. And Lee, you know who Lee and the Triads, correct?
Yes.
Great. So can you do me a favor? Can you find out where Huli's keeping the plates?
That ain't no problem.
Thank you. So welcome aboard, gentlemen. From this moment on, you're officially working for the United States Secret Service.
Secret Service Agent James Carter. Oh, that sounds good. It's got a nice ring to it, don't it? I'm telling you, Lee, give me 6 months. 6 months, and I'm gonna be in Washington, D.C. protecting the president.
We both know you would never take a bullet for someone else.
Yeah, but they don't know that. I'm gonna talk to Isabella, see if she can hook something up. Seeing the way she was staring at her brother.
She never even looked at you.
Just jealous, Lee, because the girl chose me. Because I'm tall, dark, and handsome. And you third world ugly.
I'm not third world ugly. Women like me. They think I'm cute. Like Snoopy.
Lee, Snoopy is 6 inches taller than you.
Lee and Carter are officially out of the Secret Service's way. Correct.
The pair ride in Carter's car to a Chinese soul food restaurant. They park up at the side of the road and head inside.
This is my informant's place. I got pretty good ribs here, too.
I like kosher.
Carter and Lee stride straight through to the kitchen. They find a gambling den in the back room.
Oh, I know I don't think I see what I'm seeing, what I'm thinking. I know good and well y'all ain't gambling back here. It's supposed to be a Chinese restaurant.
What you doing in here, James?
You about to go to jail. You about to go to jail and all your little friends. Everybody pack up your stuff. Let's get out of here. Pack up your stuff. Let's go.
Let's talk outside.
You want to talk outside?
Yes.
Well, let's go. Want to talk? Want to talk?
Mozi, Mozi. Kaicho.
Where you get that from?
I like that. That's good.
What's up, Kenny?
James Carter.
What's up?
What's up is I heard you was getting your ass kicked out there in Hong Kong, brother.
What?
That's right.
You crazy. Who told you that?
Oh, I got my sources. Don't you worry about
that. Oh, they telling you lies. Uh-huh. Look, man, I'm about to bust you if you don't give me some information.
How you gonna come up here and jam me up like this, James?
Huh?
You embarrass me in front of my wife? My kids out there?
Kenny, you embarrassing yourself. You're a black man with a Chinese restaurant on Crenshaw.
You come up in here, you ain't show me no badge. You ain't even flash for it. You know what I'm gonna do for you? I'm gonna whoop your ass. And then I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Kenny, we love to see that. We want this. Come on, Kenny. Come on, Kenny.
Come on.
Come on, Kenny.
Do it.
I'll shoot you and say you fell in the kitchen.
Come on.
You better chill out, boy. Kenny, calm down, Kenny.
Hey, what's you?
Kenny and Lee fight with similar styles. They exchange blows and parries until they're both clutching the other's throat.
Toothing tiger. Where did you learn that?
Master Ching taught me. Master Ching from Beijing? Lee asks. No, Freddie Ching's in Crenshaw.
They're brothers.
Oh, all right, all right.
Kenny asks, why are you hanging out with 7-Eleven?
7-Eleven?
Because his mouth never closes.
Hey, I heard that. Don't be talking about me, man.
Look, you guys are here about some funny money, huh?
How you know?
C-Notes, right?
Yeah. Any of them came through here?
Look, one of my regulars came in here a few days ago, dropped about 50 large on the tables in there. Now, I was about to go down there with my boys and tune his ass up, but he comes in the next day with the whole thing. Brand new $100 bill, sequential. Now, I figure they're fake because this guy's got a regular day job. So I test them, and they checked out.
You still have the bills?
Still got my lunch money from the third grade.
Let me see him.
Kenny takes a framed picture off a wall, revealing a safe behind. He's about to turn the combination lock when he looks back at the others. They turn away, and Kenny opens the safe door. He hands over one of the bills.
Hold it, what are you doing?
Carter burns it, and it ignites with a red flame.
Oh, it's fake. He got you. Who you say gave that to you?
Cat named Zane worked down at Rain Plaza. Tell you what, you better hope you find him before I do.
All right. Fuck down, eat on, but aunts eat.
Carter and Lee make their way back to Rain Towers. Inside the lobby, they go over to the reception desk.
Excuse me. LAPD, we're looking for a guy named Zine. Come in! Come back here! Hey! Hey! You little rascal!
Lee and Carter are confronted by Hu Li and her men. The great Chief Inspector Li. I'll be remembered for getting rid of you.
You know what? I don't even know why the hell I'm even here. I ain't even Chinese. All right, I'm sorry.
I think there's someone who would like to talk to them first.
Isabella pistol whips Lee, knocking him out.
Did you do that for? It was unnecessary.
Who Lee kicks Carter in the face.
You knocked out my feeling, girl. That's gonna cost you.
She punches him.
I ain't never hit a woman in my life, but your ass is pushing it.
Danger!
Yeah, danger. Okay, all right, all right. I'll
go. Watch your back. Ah! An articulated lorry pulls away from the tower, followed by two limos. In the back of the lorry, two rows of terracotta warrior statues are lined up along the sides. Carter and Lee are amongst them, with their hands bound above their heads.
Lee! Lee!
What happened?
That lady Isabella knocked you out. That's what happened, man. She played you.
No.
Yes, she did.
She saved our life.
What?
Julie could have killed us.
Lee, are you crazy, man? Look at us. We good as dead.
Stop, you whining, Carter!
What you gonna do if I don't stop, huh? I will slap the hell out of you right now, Lee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll bitch slap you back to Africa.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Well, come on, let me see that. Come on, I wanna see you do that.
God damn it, come on.
You, Lee,
do it.
You don't know who you're messing with, man. You don't know who you're messing with, do you? Huh? I'll bite your damn nose off, right?
Fine.
Yeah.
Come on. Ah!
In one of the limos, Huli's using a lethal-looking blade to cut an apple, with Isabella sitting opposite her. She says to a henchman, "I don't trust her. It's a mistake having her here. Our orders are to leave her alone," the henchman replies. With a fake smile, Huli says, "I want to slice those pretty lips right off her face and bury her in the desert with those two cops."
Put that knife away, bitch, before you have an accident.
Isabella lifts the apple to her mouth, and Huli throws the knife, plunging it into the fruit.
Ain't no use, man. Just tell me how the triad's gonna kill us.
They will torture us for 3 days.
I can handle that.
Then they'll cut off our egg rolls.
Cut off our egg rolls? Hell no, let's get the hell out of here. Come on, man, don't give up.
The vehicles roll on through the desert beneath a dusky orange sky.
I don't want to die.
Be quiet. Okay, give me your left leg.
What for?
Left leg!
Ah!
Like this. Hold tight.
Okay.
Lee hitches his body up and manages to wriggle free from the leg restraints. He bites on the strap holding his hands.
That's it. Bite that thing. Bite it. Bite it like a little monkey. Go and bite it. There you go. Yank it. Use them tacky. Ah! Grab it. Pull on it. You almost got it. That's it. Ah! Oh! What the hell?
Whoa.
Lee, untie me. Hurry up, man. All these statues full of money. Ah!
Carter picks up two of the bundles of notes that have fallen from the broken statue.
Hello, Benjamin.
What are you doing?
I'm taking this for evidence.
Carter, you feel that?
Yeah, we're slowing down, man.
The truck is reversed into a loading bay. Two heavies open the back doors and see the broken statue on the floor. Carter and Lee pretend they're still restrained.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened.
They knocked the guards out.
Come on, Lee!
They closed the doors behind them.
Go up.
Lee gives Carter a bunk up onto the truck's roof.
Carter! Carter!
Left alone, Lee scampers around the side of the truck and hides behind one of its tires as the two triads approach. He sneaks up on them and quickly fights them off before punching them into a dumpster. When one woozily reappears, Lee cracks him on the chin.
Carter! Lee! for you.
Carter and Lee find a door that's unlocked. They hurry down a spiral staircase and into a sewer. Carter minces after Lee. On street level, a manhole cover lifts up, revealing Carter and Lee. They find themselves in the middle of the Las Vegas Strip, near a venue called Red Dragon.
Las Vegas?
Vegas? What the hell are we doing in Vegas?
Look, Red Dragon.
That's the name of Ricky Tam's boat. Lee, that's how you launder $100 million in cash.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm sorry.
Damn. One at a time. What the hell is wrong with you?
They make their way to the Chinese-themed casino.
Wait a second, man.
What?
We can't go in there like this.
Why?
We got to look fly.
What's mean fly?
We got to mac out, man. We can't go in there like this.
What does it mean mac out?
Follow me, my agent, brother. I'll show you. Come on. Come on.
Now they're in a Roman-themed shopping center.
Okay, that's where we're going right there. When we get in there, you stay a couple steps behind me.
Huh?
You smell a little funky. I think you stepped in some rap shit.
It was a cowboy hat, okay. And now it's a pith helmet. And okay, what's the spank? Hold up. Okay, I'll talk to you in a bit. Hi, nice to see you. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm gonna need black, 42 long, and nothing touches this body but pure silk. And get my partner something from the kids' department.
Okay, would your partner like to be wrapped in silk as well? Some people think it's tacky, but I really enjoy it when couples dress alike.
No, wait, no, this ain't no couple thing, man. We police officers working a very dangerous case and we need some clothes.
Yes, there are a lot of men chasing us.
As well they should be. Listen, you have nothing to worry about, okay? Because I'm gonna turn you two into the belle of the ball.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's start with you, shall we? You got the mochaccino face, wonderful skin, and the big broad shoulders, okay? Let's put a dead animal on you. Croc skin, buttercream, buttercream, croc skin, buttercream. What size is the waist? Let's go in. I wanna-
Hey! Watch his sweetness.
He's got some fire to him.
Honey, cups.
I like that.
Go get the clothes.
Okay, I'm gonna
hurry
up. I'll pull some items. Ooh, jeez. Little Kim, I'll be back.
You see that?
He likes you.
I'm not shopping with you no more.
Later, Carter's wearing a brown crocodile skin suit and Lee's in a tailored black suit.
Act like you're rich.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Rain. Owner and founder of the Red Dragon Casino.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. 1,000 years ago, a small wealthy village in China hired a young dragon to guard their treasures in a cave. The people of the village started sneaking him extra food, hoping to make him stronger. The dragon grew so big, he got stuck, and the treasure was trapped behind them for all eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, I have found that lost treasure. It is here, inside the greatest casino in the world. Welcome to the Red Dragon, where everybody is a winner.
Ceremonial dragon dancers move through the crowd as acrobats descend from the ceiling. The air is filled with streamers. The large, ornate dragon at the center of the casino breathes smoke from its snout. Money exchanges hands, and a three red dragon jackpot is rolled on a fruit machine.
Look at this place, Lee. The biggest front in the world.
You're right.
Do you like a drink? Drink?
Isabella's grabbed Lee.
Put your arms around me.
What?
Hold me close. There are cameras everywhere.
What's going on?
I think I may be in trouble, Lee. I really need your help.
Last time you needed my help, I woke up in the truck.
I'm undercover, Lee. I had no choice. I mean, you have to trust me. Look over my right shoulder. That's the soft counter room. We think the plates are in there. I need you to go and get them.
Why don't you go get them?
Because if I'm wrong, then my entire cover is blown. You understand?
How do I know I can trust you?
Take me. I'm asking for real now. Will you help the Secret Service?
Carter rolls by in a hand-pulled carriage.
Hey, Lee! Lee! What are you doing? Thank you, man.
Dancing?
Dancing? Man, I'm up here working, putting my life on the line, and you up here messing around dancing with some bimbo. Does she have a friend?
There was Isabella. She says the plates are in the soft cat room.
Lee, I know you didn't just say Isabella.
Yes.
Are you crazy, man? That girl is setting you up again.
No. I'm going to find out.
No, wait, man. Look, it's security all over the place. If you're going to do this, you're going to need a distraction, all right? So keep your eye on me, and you'll know when to make your move.
Good.
Cool.
At a craps table, a high roller is shooting the dice.
Money. Get me in this game. Come on.
Sir, you're aware that there's a $50,000 buy-in this evening?
If that's the case, give me $100,000 in chips. Let me have a Diet Pepsi and some hot wings.
$100,000.
Come on.
Give him the chips.
Let's play. Woo, I'm going to get some of this money. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's this?
$500 chips, sir.
You gave me $500 chips because I'm black?
No, sir. I did not. I just assumed that...
You assumed that a brother coming in here could only afford $500 a roll. Is that it?
No, I didn't think that at all, sir.
You a racist?
No, I'm not.
Well, how come everybody else around the table got $1,000 chips and the black man got a nickel, huh?
I don't know. I'm
sorry. How did that happen?
It just happened.
It just happened, didn't it?
Sorry. Oh,
this is crazy.
Right. I apologize.
You think my people suffered 362 years of slavery so you can send us back to the cotton fields with $500 chips?
No.
Do I look like Chicken George to you?
You do not.
What the hell is that?
I have no
Sir.
Idea.
Huh?
I think you should calm down.
I think you should go over there and count something. Give me my chips,
just
and I want $1,000
chips.
Hurry up. I just want to be treated fairly. Is that too much to ask?
No.
Is that too much to ask?
No.
Got a problem on table 9.
Security officers move in on Carter, giving Lee an opening.
How come ain't no black people performing in this hotel? We ain't good enough for you people?
We got Lionel Richie performing here tonight.
Lionel Richie ain't been black since the Commodores, man. What about Peaches and Herd? Gladys Knight the Pimps? Ike and Tina? They can get back together? This is crazy.
So why don't you calm down, win some money, and have some fun?
I ain't calming down no more. I'm thinking you're trying to calm me down.
Go.
Lee watches two uniformed officers wheel a large metal trolley through the casino. One of them punches the security code into a door lock.
I have a dream that white people and black people and even Chinese people can gamble together without getting different chips. Yeah. Oh, in the spirit of brotherhood, let's just play craps, man. Come on, let's go. Come on, come on, Tech.
Lee's now hiding on top of the trolley as it's rolled along the corridor by the two guards. Lee then puts his hands and feet against the wall, leaving him stretched across the ceiling. As he waits for the coast to clear, he looks up and sees a CCTV camera pointed straight at him. He quickly drops down and walks along the corridor. He passes several rooms where vast quantities of money are being counted. He waits under a CCTV camera, and when an armed guard leaves one of the rooms, quickly slips inside before the door closes. He suddenly becomes aware that his movements are being tracked on a bank of CCTV monitors. A guard bursts in, and Lee throws up a handful of money to cause a distraction, then searches for an escape. He flings open the doors of a row of wooden lockers to fend off two more guards before being knocked back onto a desk chair. He uses it to push himself off against the wall and rolls across the room before sliding through the hole at the bottom of a cashier's window. He's about to escape when Hu Li hits him with a kick to the face and he's grabbed by a guard. With the guards keeping him pinned down, Hu Li shoves a small metal grenade into Lee's mouth, and one of her heavies tapes his mouth closed. She says, "Inspector Lee, this is a Yingtao grenade. Please follow me." or I'll push this detonator and blow 32 teeth into your brain.
Oh, put your hand on my butt. Do it again. Give me that. Give me that. How much that win?
$200,000, sir.
$200,000? Oh. Yeah. All right.
Coming out.
This seven I'm about to roll is for the 27 years Mandela spent in that prison and couldn't get no justice and took all that crap. That's why I ain't gonna crap out.
No! Yes.
This one is for Mandela.
Yeah. Yeah.
Julie and her men take Lee into a security room filled with monitors recording the activity on the casino floor.
Alt.
Imagine a business where people hand you money and you hand them back absolutely nothing. Now that's a real American dream. Thanks to a few pieces of metal, and the most beautiful U.S. customs agents. I'm back in business.
It's Ricky Tan.
Look at you, Lee. You look ridiculous. You know it didn't have to be like this. It's too bad. Like father, like son.
老板.
He's headed for the penthouse, says Hu Li.
Look at this old fool. What does he think he is doing? I tell you, it's almost impossible to find a partner that is trustworthy and loyal. Wouldn't you agree, Lee?
Everything stays on the table. Don't nobody touch that table, you understand? All right.
Wonderful, hard from me.
Tell them to get rid of Lee's friend, says Ricky.
Cash me out!
Sir, you're gonna have to get off the table.
Thank you very much.
The trouble with partners is they die.
As will you. Ricky turns and looks at Hu Li.
Xiao Hu Li. Have fun.
Ricky leaves and Hu Li smiles. She steps towards Lee and gloats. After I'm through with you, you'll be begging me to push this button. Isabella grabs a gun from beneath a table.
Don't move! U.S. Secret Service, you're under arrest.
Hu Li was about to push the detonator when Lee kicked it out of her hand. While Isabella wrestles Hu Li for the gun, Lee dispatches the bodyguards with a series of spinning kicks.
Gentlemen will escort you to the cashier.
Good, because I don't want to get jumped by any of these rich white folks. Let's go.
Isabella and Hu Li both go to kick one another, but their stilettos clash in midair. Hu Li manages to get hers free and catches Isabella across the face with her other foot. She grabs the detonator, but Lee puts his arms around her and clamps his mouth against hers.
Never could be too safe.
Hu Li wrestles herself free and kicks Lee out of the window, sending him falling to the casino floor. But she's dropped the detonator in the process.
What the?
Sorry, man. Did that hurt?
Hey, you! Hold it! Ah! You okay?
Isabella knocks the detonator out of Hu Li's reach, sending it through the broken window. Lee races towards it, running as fast as his bound hands will allow. Unable to find it, he climbs up onto a gaming table to get a better look. Carter's fending off guards with a crap stick. Lee wades in and fights off the guards.
Where you been, Lee? I've been on the road, man!
Up in the security room, Isabella and Huli are wrestling for the gun, firing it indiscriminately as they do so.
What happened to you, man? What's that light in your mouth? Oh, man, this can't be good.
Huli shoots Isabella and jumps down through the window onto the casino floor. Lee's chasing after the detonator, but in the chaos, it's being kicked around by the panicking gamblers. He's about to reach it when it gets kicked away again, past Hu Lee.
What's wrong with you? What happened to you, man?
Carter starts unwrapping the tape around Lee's mouth. Hu Lee grabs the detonator just as Lee spits the grenade out onto a roulette wheel. It explodes, sending a shower of casino chips, cash, and debris into the air.
Why the hell you didn't tell me you had a bomb in your mouth?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I said, mmm.
What the hell is mmm?
Mmm, boom. Ricky Tan's still alive. We have to get to the penthouse.
Ricky Tan dead. What are you talking about? Whoa.
Hu Lee hurls a javelin at Carter, only just missing him.
Lee, go after Ricky, man. I got this.
Carter.
Just go, man. I got this. I'm not gonna hold back on you this time just because you're a woman. I'm gonna pretend you're a man. A very beautiful man with a perfect body who I'd like to take to the movies. Woo!
She picks up a swizzle stick and deftly uses it to tie up her hair with one hand.
You don't know nothing about this, do you? Egyptian style, girl. You want some of this? Come on. Bring it on!
Lee hurries into a lift. Isabella squeezes in just before the door closes.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You need help. I didn't know which side you were on.
Well, now you know.
What's wrong with you, woman?
Carter gets Huli in a chokehold, which he split kicks him in the face.
You smell good.
She swipes at him with a sword, but he swings out of the way on one of the acrobat's ropes, and the chase ends up on a gaming table. Picking up a roulette wheel, he uses it as a shield. He traps her sword in it and spins her to the floor, but with lightning reflexes, she's back on the attack in seconds. He fights valiantly, but she kicks the wheel away. He then brandishes a chair, and when her sword pierces it, he's able to disarm her. But there's another sword on a statue nearby. She snatches it, lunges, and strikes the blade into his chest. She kicks him back into a stew, but its ceremonial javelin springs up, hitting her in the head and knocking her out. Carter clutches his chest, but soon realizes a wad of notes in his pocket has saved him from harm.
Oh, thank you, Benjamin. Thank you. We could have been a good couple. We could have had something special. But you one crazy ass bitch.
Steve Raines placing the printing plates into a bag.
Americans love to gamble, don't they, Mr. Ray?
I never gamble. Oh, I'm cutting our deal short.
Oh. And my plates?
The plates stay with me. I'm sure you won't have a problem with that.
I enjoy that little story you told about the dragon and the treasure. My mother used to tell it to me all the time. Do you know the moral of that story?
Greed will imprison us all.
Ricky stabbed Rain.
I hate that fortune cookie shit.
Lee bursts in and sees Rain's body.
Just like your father. I really did try to help him, you know, to share with him. To make your life better. was too weak. Too afraid of change.
Give me the plates. It's over.
I don't think it's over. There are casinos all over this country. I can make you a very rich man, Lee. Don't make the same mistake your father did.
If you reach for that gun, I'll kill you.
Don't you remember? I'm already dead.
Lee holds a gun to Ricky's face.
Hey, Ricky, how you doing? Lee, I see you got everything under control, man. I'm gonna go downstairs and... God damn! What happened to Rain?
Would you like me to tell you how your father died?
Hey, wait one second, Lee. It ain't worth it, man. He's trying to trick you. Don't go too far now.
He never begged for his life or tried to make a deal.
Put the gun down.
All he asked me, just seconds before I pulled the trigger, was that I promised not to kill you. Oh, it was so pathetic.
Oh, hell no. He done went too far. Now, Lee, shoot his ass right now, Lee. Shoot his ass!
What are you gonna do, Lee?
All you gotta do is pull that trigger back and BAM!
Are you gonna spend the rest of your life hiding like your father?
Man, don't let him talk about your daddy like that. Shoot him, Lee.
You can't do it, can you?
Yes, hell you can, Lee. Ain't nobody up here but us, man. Go off on him, man. He trying to punk you. Shoot him!
Go on!
You ain't gonna shoot him, come fool his ass or something.
Cut him!
Ricky's knocked the gun away. He grabs it and aims for Carter.
No!
The shot just misses, and Lee flying kicks Ricky out the window. He falls all the way to street level, plunging onto a taxi.
Damn! Good kick, Lee.
It was an accident.
That's okay. We'll just say you tried to catch a cab.
Hu Lee walks in, carrying a bomb.
What's that in your head? Oh, hell no.
Yo, come on, Papa.
Lady, you listen to me right now. You put that bomb down and turn it off.
Carter, we have to jump.
You crazy, man. I ain't jumping.
No, it's you.
Come on. We're use your jacket.
Daddy, turn that bomb off. No. Crazy hair.
They leap out of the window and loop their jackets around a wire, holding up dozens of Chinese lanterns, before sliding to safety away from the explosion. Reaching the end of the lantern wire, they're left hanging in midair. The wire snaps, sending them plummeting towards the ground, but it catches on a sign outside the casino, and they swing round it until they're left dangling over the road. A truck speeding towards them. Lee kicks against Carter, and they pass on either side of the truck. Lee deftly running alongside it, Carter bumping and rolling clumsily. After the trucks pass, they collide and fall onto the road, straight into the headlights of another lorry. They quickly lie back, and it trundles harmlessly over them.
I cannot believe I flew 10,000 miles for this shit.
Another truck speeds over them. At Las Vegas Airport.
Detective Lee, I hate to admit it, but the United States Secret Service is indebted to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll see you on board. Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you, too.
She kisses him tenderly on the lips.
It was nice working with you.
Lee walks over to Carter with a love-struck smile.
I saw that. You sly devil, you. She kissed you, didn't she? You played it cool, too, walking away not looking back. I like that.
Yeah, I'm a player.
Where is she headed?
She's going to New York. Mm.
That's your gate down there?
Yep.
Well, I'm this way. Guess that mean goodbye.
I guess so. Thank you, Carter.
Take good care of yourself, Lee.
Oh, Carter.
Yeah, Lee. What's up?
There is something I want you to have.
Oh, no, man. It's your daddy's badge. I can't take that, man. No way.
It's okay. No, finally, I can let it go.
Thank you, man. Hey, you know what? I got something for you, too.
What is this?
That's $10,000, man. I got it at the tables this morning at Caesar's. I'm still hot.
I can't take this.
Oh, don't worry about it. I got a lot more, you know. Go ahead, enjoy yourself.
No, Carter, I can't have this.
Would you stop acting like a cop for 1 second, man, and live it up? It gotta be something you want. Come on. Think about it.
This is the final boarding call for flight 44 to New York City, LaGuardia. All ticketed passengers should now...
I always wanted to go to Madison Square Garden, see the Knicks play.
New York City?
First class.
The Plaza Hotel?
Maybe a little mooshu?
Amen to that, brother.
So, what do you say?
You know what, man? I can use another vacation.
They walk off together, shimmying and pumping their arms to the music.
Jackie, always okay.
Is this the kosher meal?
Yes, sir, that's our kosher meal.
What's the name of it?
Gefilte fish.
Lots and bagels. That's my favorite. What's the name of this stuff?
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish. Oh, what's the name of this fish?
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte. You know what this is? What is it?
Gefilte fish.
It's filter fish. Filter fish. You want some of my filter fish? You want any of this? What's the name of the fish?
Gefilte fish.
All right, sorry, okay.
Gefilte fish. I love this stuff.
I really don't. You have black people all over the world eating this. Who eats lots of things? I have some gefilte fish.
Jackie again?
Oh. No. We'd love to see that. We would love to see that, Jackie, we'd like to see that. We'd like to see that. Now, Jackie, we would love to see that. Wouldn't we love to see that?
His name is Lee, goddammit.
Well, Lee, we would love to see that. We would love to see that. What would Lee? It gotta be something you want.
I always want to go to Square Madison. I always want to go to Square. I always dream to Square Madison. I always want to go to my restroom. Now I'm gone. Now I'm nervous. Every garden, I'm nervous. Madison Square Garden. I always want to go to the Madison.
There are a lot of men chasing us.
As well there should be, because you're a very good-looking man. If I didn't have a girlfriend, I would take a run at you. I'd put you in a bubble bath, I'd put some water wings on you, and I'd smack your little bottom. But listen, here's what we do, guys. Here's easy. Look at you're giggling at me. I'll take you home and just punish you. I need both of you.
You sly devil, you. She kissed you, didn't she? Yeah, I like that. Oh.
Hold on. Who's calling? Say hello to Dad.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm filming, man. Call me back at 7 o'clock. I'm filming. I'm looking Jackie Chan dead in his eye. Call me back.
Are you a professional? We are filming. You turn on your phone?
No, you can't speak to Jackie Chan. No. They want to speak to you, Jack.
Hello?
I'm sorry about this.
We are filming right now. You sorry? You waste our film.
Call me back later, 7 o'clock. Damn. He ain't going to be in Rush Hour 3.